Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principle from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, The Law is for Those Who Disobey God, already in progress.
Do we serve an awesome God? He is just out of this world, and he wants to do good things for his children. And I just stand in awe. Now, Lord, as we take that scripture of John 20:23, whosoever sins we forgive, they are forgiven. Lord, we remit the sins. I want everybody to repeat this with me. Lord, we remit their sins. Lord, we remit our sins. So, Lord, we are clean.
Lord, we are clean.
We are pure.
We are pure.
We're ready to hear your word.
We're ready to hear your word.
With no binding, no blindness nowhere.
We are ready to receive your word.
In Jesus' name. Amen, amen, and amen. Now, right now, I can say it again. This is the cleanest church in town. Right now. You agree with that?
Yes,
this is the cleanest church in town because we have remitted everybody's sins, including our own. So right now, for a few seconds until we have time for a bad thought, we have no sin. So you need to capture every thought today and make sure you walk in obedience to God's word and walk in love. Now then, since we've remitted everybody's sins, I'm going to pray for Jeff special because we have a couple in Panama. We're just going to go down there tomorrow. And this couple have been to over 100 doctors with their two children. And they can't get them healed. We have learned that any time that you have a child that's sick, you need to look, a little child, like a three-year-old and a six-year-old, I believe that's what they are. And nothing seems to be working right. We have learned that the problem is not with the child. The problem is with the parents. So anytime you take a child that's sick and afflicted, you know, I learned this the hard way many years ago. In fact, when I learned this, God revealed this to me. He spoke to me audibly one day and told me I was having trouble with a couple. And they had children, and the children were sick. And the Lord just spoke to me and told me that the problem is because of the parents. Now, that's in the scripture, but I had never picked up on it. I didn't have any knowledge of this, that the sins of the parents. Now, how many of you remember reading the sins of the parents will be passed to the children to the fourth generation? You've heard that, right? So it's in the Bible, but we don't believe it. But anyway, when the Lord told me that, well, I found out that, in fact, that couple, one of those couples, that wasn't the one I was talking about, but that one of those couples after that that came to me that had three boys. One of them had a leg problem, and then the other two had allergies and asthmas. And when they came to me, and they said, and they worked for a church, and they told me, said, Thurman, we want to have you to pray for our boys. We understand you have a healing ministry, and we have three sick boys. And I said, well, how are you two getting along? Are you living in any kind of sin? And of course, they both said, no, you know, we work for a church. You know, we're not living in sin. I said, but the evidence is against you. There's something wrong. I don't know what you're doing, but you're doing something wrong. So I said, the curse without a cause cannot come to rest. That's written in Proverbs. Yeah. Yeah. So in Proverbs, if you read that, you'll see that the curse causes cannot come upon you. In other words, what that means is you can't get a spanking just without a reason. And so that's what that means. And so you have to sin. So anyway, as I spoke to this, actually the mother is the one that came. And when I talked to her and I asked her a question, I said, how are you and your husband getting along? Now they have three children and they have lost three in the birth problems.
Miscarriages.
Yeah, and miscarriages. Three little children had died when they were born. And that's sad, but you know, but sin, you know, sin does that. And so anyway, when I asked her, I said, how are you and your husband getting along? She said, we're not getting along at all. Now then, What does God say about that? Does God say in His Word, that, George, does God say husbands love your wives?
Yes, He does. Yes.
And does He say wives submit to your own husband in everything?
Yes, everything.
He does say that, doesn't He?
He does.
Well, what is it we don't understand about that? You know, I don't think we understand that this book is written for us so that we can do what it says. So anyway, when I told her, I said, ma'am, you have to forgive your husband. I said, you have to walk in love with your husband or your boys are never going to get well. She said, you're trying to tell me my boys are sick because of my sin? I said, yes, ma'am, that's what the Bible says. And she said, I don't believe that. I said, well, ma'am, that's what's wrong. I said, you got to submit to your husband. You got to love him. And she said, no. She said, you're telling me my boys are sick because of my sin. I said, yes, ma'am. And she said, I don't believe that. And so she got up, and as she starts out, she said, I believe you're crazy. She said, my husband works for a church, and I have never, and she said, I've been in church all my life, and I've never heard anything like this at all. She said, I believe you're crazy. And I told her as she's going out the door, I said, young lady, I said, why don't you ask God? He'll tell you. How many of y'all believe God talks?
Amen.
He does, doesn't He? Yes, He does. Thank you, Jesus, for talking. We're so grateful, Master, that you do talk to your children. So as she walks out the door, she's screaming, you're an idiot. You know, you're crazy. See, I mean, I've run into a few of those, you know, so I know what it is to be called an idiot, you know, so that's okay. Don't make any difference. I told her, I said, ma'am, you ask Jesus and He'll tell you. Well, she starts talking. She's mad now. And on the way home, she said, Lord, this man tells me that my children are sick because of my sin. And she said, I don't believe that at all. And he spoke to her and says, Terry, he's right. You need to go back to hear what my son has to say. He'll tell you the truth and you need to obey what he tells you. And she said, don't you know that I told you to submit to me? And she said, well, Lord, I don't have a problem submitting to you. And he says, what does submit mean? And she said, well, it means obey. Okay, so I told you to obey your husband. She said, obey my husband? She said, I will never. It'll be over his dead body. I will never obey my husband. And she said, the Lord spoke to her and said, no, Terry, it won't be over your husband's dead body. It'll be over your children's dead bodies. Well, do you know that can get a mother's attention? And so this woman, she comes back and she walks in the door and she says, Pastor, I guess I need to repent. God, I did do what you said. I asked God, and He did speak to me. She says, He told me that you knew, you had the information I needed, and I need to do what you say. And so she came back in, and I sat down with her, and we talked. And I told her, I said, you know, you've got an unforgiveness or bitterness or something against your husband, obviously. She said, I do. And she said, I really just don't get along with him at all. And in fact, she said, I prayed the other day he'd have a car wreck and get killed. So I'd get double indemnity on the insurance. So I could pay off the car and the house. Now, isn't it amazing what we do? And we don't have any idea of what we're doing, you know, how we're being stupid. But anyway, she repented and she went home that night and told her husband that she repented to him. And he thought she was going to come in and ask for a divorce because he said, I'm ready. You know, I'm not going to live with this woman no more. I've had it with her. And she walked in and said, honey, I ask you to forgive me. I'm going to walk in love, and I'm going to do whatever you tell me to do. And he couldn't believe it. He fell out on the floor. You know, he said, I can't believe it. But anyway, see, now then, see, they're doing what God says do. They're walking in love. And so anyway, after they got back in their love walk, they made up together and forgive each other and everything. They brought the three boys back to me. And I prayed for the three boys. Now, the two boys that had allergies and asthma, the two youngest ones, the Lord instantly healed both those children. I mean, the allergies and asthma, He healed both of them just right there. But the older one, which was about 10, he had a problem with his leg. And the doctor said that within 6 to 10 months, he would be in a wheelchair and he'd be an invalid the rest of his life. Well, I mean, after we prayed, after we stood on God's word, and I prayed for him. Of course, I didn't see anything happen because it was all internal in his legs and I couldn't see nothing. He could still walk, so he was okay as far as walking, but his leg was being destroyed day by day. So anyway, about 6-8 months later, they took him They got up one morning, they had an appointment at Children's Hospital in Dallas. They went to take this boy to the hospital, and as they got up this morning, the Lord spoke to the husband and says, "Today you will be tested." Somebody says, "Why? Would God really test me?"
Yes.
Oh, you think he would, huh, George?
I know he does.
Oh, you know he does, because it's in the book, and you've been there before, right? I have too. I guarantee he tests us. He tests us all, just like he did you that day, everything. But anyway, they went to the hospital, and they'd done all the tests, and the doctor couldn't believe it. He said, "The leg is going the other direction, and with where it is now, we could do surgery, and I believe the boy will not be an invalid. He'll be able to walk." And the little boy said, "Oh, Daddy, please let him do the surgery, because I don't want to be an invalid." What young boy wants to be an invalid? Nobody. He said, "No, son. We're going to trust God. I now know what God meant when he said, 'Today you will be tested.'" Now then, he's healing the leg, and it's getting better. And because it shows up good, and they can do surgery and maybe correct it. Now then, he's going to be tested. Is he going to let the doctors do the thing, or is he going to let God finish it? You know how many of us miss those tests? The majority of us. So anyway, the little boy crying and everything, begging Daddy to let the doctor do the surgery. He says, "No, absolutely not. Now I know what God meant when he said he's going to test me today." So he said, "We're going to let God finish this job, and it's done." Well, here a while back, a few months ago, they both sat right here on the front row, 10, 12 years later. I asked him, I said, "How many times?" I said, "Used to when y'all were in your problem." I said, "How many times did you go to the hospital?" She said, "Every 2 to 3 weeks, we'd be in the hospital with those kids. Something wrong with them." But she says, "After we got right with each other and you prayed," she said, "both of the kids with allergies and asthma, 10 to 12 years ago, has never been back to a doctor. Not one single time." And I said, "How about the boy that had the leg that was bad?" She said, "His leg is perfect. He's 21 or 22 years of age now," she said, "and he runs and plays like any normal boy." Now then, who would have ever dreamed that mother's sin would be passed to the children? Isn't that amazing? We've seen that a lot.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled, "The Law is for Those Who Disobey God," or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.